I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The United Nations says it has confirmed unequivocally and objectively that chemical weapons have been used in Syria. A UN report released today does not assign blame for a chemical attack outside Damascus last month, but Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was blunt. This is a war crime, he said. President Obama has welcomed a deal signed by the U.S. and Russia to eliminate Syria's chemical weapons stockpile, but he said the plan will have to be implemented properly. Here's The World's Matthew Bell with the latest.
UN weapons inspectors visited the site of the August 21st attack east of Damascus. They interviewed more than 50 survivors. They collected soil and munition samples. They analyzed hair, urine, and blood from victims. And the new UN report says it all adds up to clear and convincing evidence that rockets containing the nerve agent sarin were used. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon would not assign blame, but he said what happened on August 21st was a war crime.
It is for others to decide whether to pursue this matter further to determine responsibility. We may all have our own thoughts on this, but I would simply say that this was a grave crime, and those responsible must be brought to justice as soon as possible.
But the Obama administration has already made up its mind. It lays blame squarely at the feet of Syrian government forces. Speaking in Paris today, Secretary of State John Kerry said the U.S. and Russia have agreed Syria must get rid of its chemical weapons or face serious consequences.
President Obama, and I have repeated his statement, has warned should diplomacy fail, the military option is still on the table.
France and Britain are thought to be on board with the U.S. to come up with a tough new Security Council resolution on Syria, but the Russians have rejected the idea of threatening military intervention. Meanwhile, Turkey says its warplanes have shot down a Syrian military helicopter.
Suriye'ye ait bir adet Mi-17 helikopteri.
Turkish Deputy Prime Minister Bülent Arınç said the Syrian helicopter violated Turkish airspace. It was warned repeatedly, he said, and then fired on with a missile, causing it to fall on Syrian soil. Turkey's government has become a fierce critic of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. It's given refuge to Syrian rebels and advocated for greater outside military intervention in Syria. Walid Safour is UK-based spokesman with the opposition Syrian National Coalition. He told the BBC today that all the international attention on chemical weapons could be a distraction from the damage that's still being inflicted by the Assad regime.
Syrian regime has been killing the Syrian people by conventional weapons for the last 30 months. Eventually, he used the chemical weapon because of the inaction and the hesitation of the international community. Now curbing and controlling chemical weapons only is not the issue. The issue is the regaining of freedom and equality and removing this dictatorship, this killing regime.
But the American public, at least, is still not persuaded. Polls suggest that most people do not support U.S. military intervention in Syria. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.